So we're continuing with Jewish history, and we had left off where after Shimon and Levi took down the city of Shechem, you have seven kings of the Amori who have gathered 10,000 men with drawn swords. And Yaakov hears this and he yells at Shimon and Levi and says, "What'd you do to me?" And Yehuda answers, "Wait a second. Were they wrong in killing out the people of Shechem? Wasn't justice on our side? What do we have to be scared? We have done what God wants of us. And the same way God gave the city of Shechem in our hands, He will give us these kings of the Canaanite." And Yehuda turns to his brothers and says, "Strengthen yourself, because Hashem is with us. Every one of you, wear your armor, wear your swords." And everyone got ready for war. Yaakov's 11 children, all of their servants. Yitzchak sent his servants. And now Yitzchak's army, remember Avraham had a standing army of over 300 men on a second's notice. So Yitzchak's army joins forces with Yaakov. And Yaakov and his servants number 112 men. And Yaakov comes with them. And they send word to Yitzchak, "You pray over us." And Yitzchak prays and says, "Hashem, you promised my father that his seed will be multiplied." And Yaakov prays. And the kings of the Amori come and they all stand with their forces by a field. And they're huddling, asking one another, "Okay, how do we do it?" But their forces are really scared, because everyone knows two of them killed the whole city. So the advisors started getting scared. And the advisors start telling the kings, you have seven kings and all their advisors, and Hashem causes them all to get scared. And the advisors turn to the kings and say, "Are you stupid? You're going to fight the Hebrews? You all want to die? Don't you know that God loves them? Don't you know that God saved Avram from Nimrod? He saved him from a fire. He was thrown into a live fire. And Avram then went on with his forces and took down five powerful kings. They touched his nephew and Avram went to war. Avram wasn't scared of five kings. That was Avram. Now, remember, God loves Avram. So God loves Avram and Avram loves God. Avram was willing to take his only son to offer him before God. And God promises him, "I will save your children in a time of need." So look at world history. When Pharaoh tried abducting his wife, God punished Pharaoh. Avimelech was punished. Esav came with 400 men to take down Yaakov. And Esav was lost. So the advisor said, "Why are you guys starting with him? Look at his history. Look at his family's history. Look at this army's history. You don't stand a chance." And then the kings, they were also scared. They accepted the advice of the advisors and they went back home. So Yaakov and his children are standing by the mountain, Mount Sion, and they're standing there ready for war. And they wait. And they see the kings departed. And they wait all day long. And by nighttime, when they haven't come, they come. So Yaakov and his sons go back home. And that's when Hashem appears to Yaakov and says, "Go up to Beit El, erect the altar, and over there you will give thanks to Hashem who has saved you from all danger." Yaakov is 99 years old. The year is 2207. And he goes up to Beit El, to the place Luz, and he erects the altar. And he spends 6 months there. And that's the time when Dvorah, the daughter of Utz, remember Utz, one of Job's friends, he had a daughter named Dvorah. And she was the wet nurse of Rivka. And now she passed away. Remember, Rebecca had sent her to Yaakov, out to Laban's house, to help him bring up the kids. And Yaakov buried her under Beit El. And at that time, Rivka, Yaakov's own mother, passed away. She passed away in Hebron, and she was buried in Maris HaMachpelah. And when Yaakov heard that his mother died, he wept bitterly. He made a huge eulogy in her honor and in honor of Devorah, and he named the place Alon Bachut, the place where he had this mass eulogy. Yitzchak was 159 years old when Rebekah passed away. At that time, Lavan also passed away. And Lavan passed away because he really reneged on his covenant with Yaakov. Remember, Lavan was the one that sent word to Esav, go attack Yaakov, look at what he did for me. So Lavan didn't keep his end of the deal. The next year, Yaakov is 100 years old. The year is 2208. And Hashem appears to him and blesses him and changes his name to Yisrael. And his wife, Rachel, becomes pregnant. So this is the only pregnancy when Yaakov is in Israel and when Yaakov has his name changed to Yisrael. Yaakov travels from Beit El. He is traveling towards his father Yitzchak to Hebron. They weren't too far away when Rachel gives birth. And the delivery doesn't turn out right, and she dies in childbirth. She's 45 years old. And Yaakov names his son Binyamin, because he was born in the land of the east, Benyamin. Benyamin is the son of the right. The right is the south. It's not the east. I'm sorry. Yes, we always assume that the east is Kedma. It's frontward. Yamin is south. Small is north. Kedem to the front is east. And Achor to the back is west. So, Yaakov buries her on the path. And he built a nice building over her burial from 11 stones and a wide stone over them, so they would all be like 12 stones. And a miracle happens and the stones fuse. They become one big stone over her burial. And that big slab is the slab that Yaakov himself put down afterwards. There are four pillars around her grave. And on those pillars is something that's placed. He gives it a foreign word. Schildkrot, I don't know what that is. And that covers the whole burial. And when people pass by there, there was a custom that people would leave their names written on the stones of her grave. That was a custom around Rachel's grave. Binyamin was born on the 11th of Cheshvan and lived 109 years. And we'll pick up here, Bezat Shem, next time.